This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. It got cold at our home near the banks of the Ojalote. Winter was on a hiatus, right? You know, a week or so ago, I was throwing firewood in a wheelbarrow. I was in a T-shirt, and I wasn't getting into this firewood thing. But our 1991 Marvelette, you know, it gets cold in the morning. It's pretty cold in the morning. So I gathered wood for the morning fires. Hard to get into evening fires when it's 60 degrees outside. But winter returned, and daytime temperatures were not really getting out of the 40s, sometimes climbing to what should be, you know, the balmy 50s. But that would be negated by cloudy days and chilly breezes, and on a couple recent occasions, strong howling winds that moved large objects across the land. My Rube Goldberg gutter system that comes off our barn and fills a 1,500-gallon tank blew down a couple times. I suppose I flatter myself by calling it Rube Goldberg-like, but I thought maybe it was more Gyro Gearloose-like, and not in a negative way, as a friend reminded me that Gyro Gearloose was a pretty cool cartoon dude. I think Ms. Mosquito had the final say when she said, "It looks like something you should roll marbles down." But anyway, high winds blew the arrangement down, and I'd add baling wire here or there and an extra screw at a fitting, you know. And by the way, adjustments shouldn't be made during a high wind event. But hey, winter has returned, and chopping firewood has meaning again. Oh, yeah. Hey, and what about all the moisture we're all getting? You know, rain and snow. Some days at our place, the weather just can't make up its mind. So it'll rain and it'll snow, then it'll rain and it'll snow. And the Ojalote is creeping, emphasis on creeping, toward our place. It crossed the Blacktop Highway New Year's Day. I know this because I drove through it at 12:30 in the morning New Year's Day, a rather exhilarating way to start the new year. And now, 3 or 4 weeks later, it has almost reached 3 miles downstream to our homestead, a cold, clear, slow-running winter creek. Our dogs and I track its progress every day as it soaks into the ground and moves slowly across the rocky stream bed, sometimes creating small pools that overflow, and the water moves on. How's that for a day's activities, huh? Let's go watch the creek move. Oh, yeah, it's moving, I say, to Choo-Choo and Farley, who wag tails simultaneously as if they understand me. There's always something else, you know, to do along that creek. I mean, we spook lounging javelina out from under oaks. Mule deer look at us in alarm before pogoing off. You know, what a marvelous form of locomotion. In Africa, they say when the gazelles do that, they call it stalking. But here in America, we call it pogoing. Anyway, we spooked some white-tailed deer recently. You know, they'd come down from the hills through that riparian corridor, and there they are. Is that cool? It's very cool. And you know what I was thinking with the javelina and the muleys and the, now these white-tail? I'll be real surprised if we don't get a mountain lion or two hunting in that gallery of oaks and hackberries and ash and sycamores. Oh, yeah, we've had them here. Oh, yeah, we've had them. I've seen them. I've seen their sign, and twice I've seen them in person. Oh, yeah, one night, 15, 16, 17 years ago, I went outside to see what our bloodhound, the marvelous bloodhound Wendell, was so worked up about. I put a flashlight beam over the fence, into the grassland, and two emerald eyes glowed back. Mountain lion, cougar, puma. Scientifically now, puma concolor, formerly felis concolor. Anyway, there's this mountain lion straddling an eviscerated white-tailed deer. Wendell and I agreed to leave it alone. Wendell, with some reluctance. Me, I felt foolish in boots and underwear and bothering a mountain lion on a meal. But listen, on a recent doggy walk with along that creek, I told Choo-Choo and Farley, I said, you know what? We might start seeing mountain lion tracks. Oh, yeah. And so that's what's happening at the Mosquito homestead, slow-moving water and daydreams of a large predator hunting along the Ojalote. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.